SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. Israel has ordered more than a million people in the northern Gaza Strip to evacuate to the south in advance of an expected ground offensive. Hamas urging residents to stay put. Here's the BBC's Yolanda Nell.
1 week after Israel suffered its deadliest ever day of attacks, it's continuing its heavy bombardment of Gaza, saying it aims to eradicate the Islamist militant group Hamas, which governs there. The Israeli military says it killed a senior Hamas commander in an airstrike. He's said to have played a prominent role in last week's attacks. With preparations laid for a ground invasion, the Israeli military says its forces have already carried out limited raids inside Gaza and recovered the bodies of some of the dozens of Israeli hostages taken by Hamas.
That is BBC's Yolanda Nell reporting. Steps being taken to temporarily refreeze Iranian assets after the Hamas attack on Israel. Here's White House correspondent Greg Cluxton.
The U.S. and Qatar have reached an agreement that blocks Iran's government from accessing $6 billion in Iranian funds that were unblocked as part of a prisoner swap last month. It stopped short of fully refreezing the Iranian money. Republicans have criticized the Biden administration's deal with Iran, which is a major sponsor of Hamas. However, U.S. officials have strenuously pushed back, noting that the money had yet to be spent by Iran and can only be used for humanitarian needs. Greg Clugston, Washington.
House Republicans left for the weekend with a nominee but no speaker.
Judiciary Committee Chairman Jim Jordan from Ohio won the Republican nomination to lead the U.S. House of Representatives on Friday. Jordan is facing stiff resistance to be elected speaker on the House floor thanks to the same math problem that doomed the bid of Majority Leader Steve Scalise, who initially won the Republican speaker nomination but quit the race abruptly Thursday evening after facing a hardened block of opposition.
This is SRN News. An Air Force reservist is going to court. Here's Michael Harrington with an update on that situation.
Jace Yarbrough was off duty but in uniform at a retirement ceremony in 2021 when he criticized the U.S. Armed Forces for embracing transgenderism. Another service member was at the event and complained to the higher-ups, who sent Yarbrough a letter of admonishment. Now he's suing in a Texas court with the help of First Liberty and several other legal firms. They point out that a member of the armed forces still has First Amendment rights. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A teenager and her parents have filed a $30 million lawsuit against a Virginia school system after she was sexually assaulted in a female restroom by a male student. The family alleges Loudoun County Public Schools failed to immediately investigate the attack and instead tried to cover it up. The boy, who was living as a girl, gained access to the restroom under the county's new transgender bathroom policy. This is SRN News. Best Buy says goodbye to DVDs.
The consumer electronics retailer plans to phase out its DVD and Blu-ray sales by early 2024, with physical movies set to be sold in stores and online as they are today through the holidays. Video games will not be impacted. Best Buy said that the way consumers watch movies and TV today is much different than it was decades ago. Keith Peters reporting.
The Biden administration has selected clean energy projects from Pennsylvania to California for a $7 billion program to kickstart development and production. In Philadelphia yesterday, the president announced new government funding.
Hydrogen can power industries like the production of steel and aluminum. It can transfer, and it's going to end up changing our transportation system, like trucks, rail, planes.
The president called the hydrogen project essential to achieving his vision of a strong, clean energy economy. You'll find more on these stories at srnnews.com.